A month ago, the legislature created a small business relief fund. The $10.5 million for the new fund came from four pre-existing economic development funds. Now, Noam says the money is gone.
We've looked at possibly putting more resources in that fund. It would have to be dollars outside of the state of South Dakota if there were federal resources that we could utilize for economic situations like this. And that's one of the things that we're considering, but also relying on guidance from Treasury and Congress on if that is a possibility.
She says the state isn't likely to put more of its own money in the fund.
I think in light of what we're seeing with revenue numbers coming in, knowing that we're going to see some pretty significant impacts coming in reports that will come forward in June and July, we're not sure that we have state dollars that we could put into that fund at this time.
200 businesses from across the state received loans from the program. The amounts ranged from $5,000 to $75,000. The loan terms are up to 60 months interest-free with no payments for the first 6 months. The program was open to small businesses with fewer than 250 employees. Recipients included hotels, salons, auto mechanics, restaurants, and other types of businesses. It did not include nonprofits. South Dakota businesses have also gotten help from other sources, including more than $1.6 billion in potentially forgivable loans from the Federal Paycheck Protection Program. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.